Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, it's Monday, and we're so glad that you're with us here at Derek Prince Legacy Radio. Always enjoy time with you. Derek Prince is just starting the second week of a two-part series on what is a patriot. Now, he means patriot in a little different way than you might be used to. He's talking about how to be a person who's a contributor and a proactive force within a society. By the way, these truths are so important. I hope you'll log on to DerekPrince.org and really rehearse these teachings and get them in your soul as often as you have to really live them out. Today, Derek's going to talk to us about recognizing spiritual realities. This is going to be good. Let's listen.
In our American calendar, this week is, of course, a very special one. It's the week in which, as a nation, we celebrate Thanksgiving. I believe you'll find our theme particularly appropriate for this season. In my talks last week, I defined a patriot as one who fulfills his allotted role in the nation in which God has placed him. And I dealt with five aspects of attitude or character which we need to cultivate if we are to do this, that is, to fulfill our allotted role in our nation. The five attitudes or aspects of character that I dealt with last week were these. One, seeing ourselves as part of a whole, not as an individual detached from everything and everybody around us. Two, being relatable, and that was a word I coined, being the kind of person that other people can relate to with confidence. Three, seeing ourselves as contributors, going into each situation with the attitude, what have I to contribute, not what will I get out of this. Four, communicating a positive attitude, being part of the solution, not part of the problem. And five, being appreciative. And I spoke about being appreciative or grateful as the oil that keeps the machinery of society running smoothly. In my talk today, still along the same line, I'm going to emphasize another important aspect of patriotism, the importance of being a realist, particularly in moral and spiritual issues. Today, it seems to me, many important political and national decisions are influenced by considerations which obscure the real issue. I would say some of the following are examples of influences or considerations which obscure the issue and which often lead to wrong decisions and wrong policies. First of all, prejudice. It may be racial prejudice, it may be personal prejudice, it may be religious prejudice, it may be political prejudice, inability to see any good in somebody that represents another political view. Then there's what I call narrow self-interest, people who are only concerned about their own little interest, pressure groups that just want something that they consider to be for their benefit, regardless of the effect it will have on wider national issues. Then there's wishful thinking, people who approach a problem or a situation hoping it'll turn out the way that they want it to turn out, although all the evidence is to the contrary. Personally, let me just say, in passing, that it seems to me so much of our involvement in the Middle East is based on wishful thinking rather than realism. Then there are false values and false philosophies. Philosophies that exalt the individual at the expense of the community. Values that are not true to our American background and that which has made this nation great. Values that set aside the Judeo-Christian morality, which really is the basis of our Constitution and our national life. People are so often like the proverbial ostrich. When danger confronts them, they bury their head in the sand. Now, I just want to comment, in defense of ostriches, that doesn't happen to be true. Ostriches don't do that, but people do. They're more stupid than ostriches. A true patriot cannot afford to indulge in any of these. He has to be a realist. especially in moral and spiritual issues. There are some very plain statements in the Bible that we need to give careful attention to. Proverbs 14, verse 34 is a good and a clear example. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. That means, in actual fact, that we cannot pursue courses that involve sin and prosper as a nation. They will drag us down, not exalt us. They may seem to be expedient for a time, economically, financially. They may seem to promise easy or rapid wealth. But if sin is involved, ultimately they will drag the nation down, not lift it up, and will not promote its true welfare or prosperity.
More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
The Pilgrims started what has become a lasting tradition, Thanksgiving. But is there more to it? In The Pilgrims Laid the Foundation, Derek Prince reveals two great truths that continue to provide an enduring foundation today. We want to send you your own copy of Derek's message on CD, The Pilgrims Laid the Foundation, absolutely free and postage paid. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, 888-737-0771. Get your free copy of The Pilgrims Laid the Foundation. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, 888-737-0771. Or request your copy online at derekprince.org.
In Numbers chapter 32, verse 23, Moses speaks a word to some of the children of Israel. We don't really need to look into the context, but this is what he says. But if you fail to do this, you will be sinning against the Lord, and you may be sure that your sin will find you out. That's the truth. We don't like it. It doesn't suit us. We could wish it were otherwise, but it isn't. If we do the wrong thing and we sin against the Lord, and we sin against the light which God has given us as a nation, we can be sure that our sin will find us out. And notice that Moses was talking there about something that they failed to do, not something that they might do. And so we have to recognize there are sins of omission as well as the sins of commission. James says to the one who knows to do good and doesn't do it, it's sin. We have to bear that in mind. That's true of nations, not just of individuals. If we know the right thing to do and we fail to do it, that is sin, and our sin will catch up with us. It will find us out. In Galatians 6, verse 7, Paul says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. You can't sow one kind of seed and reap another kind of fruit. If you plant an orange pip, you'll never get an apple tree." This applies also to nations. The prophet Hosea said to Israel, or said of Israel, "They sow the wind and reap the whirlwind." See, the thing increases. We sow something that seems comparatively innocuous and harmful and that we can control, but out of it we reap something that is terrible and beyond our power to control. We sow the wind, we reap the whirlwind. That's a principle of life, it's a principle of history, and it applies to nations. When we as a nation face these issues of sin and righteousness, there are some truths of Scripture that we need to keep before us. It is futile to resist God's purposes. Again, we turn to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 21, verses 30 and 31. "There is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord." When we are working against God, we may have every kind of advice and counsel and skill and expertise, but we will not succeed. There is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord. And the next verse continues, "The horse is made ready for the day of battle." Today you have to put in some kind of modern armament like the tank or the airplane or whatever it may be, "but victory rests with the Lord." All our armaments will not achieve victory if we are opposing the Lord and his purposes. And I fear that there's a tremendous danger of that in the Middle East, that we may stand against the nation that God has elected to bless, the people of Israel. When we do that, there is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed. And then we need to bear in mind that the destiny of all nations, just as of individuals, is in the hand of the Lord, Almighty God. Job makes this so clear in chapter 12, verse 23 of the book of Job. He, that is God, makes nations great and destroys them. He enlarges nations and disperses them. Basically, God blesses and prospers those nations that walk according to the principles of His word and in line with His purposes in any given period of history. But the nations that turn against the principles of God's word and oppose the purposes of God can be brought low and even cease to exist. There are many, many nations in history that have simply gone out of existence. We have their names, we have maybe some historical records of them, but as nations, they no longer exist. Why? Because they turned against God's laws and they opposed God's purposes. And so God removed them. He enlarges nations, disperses them. I have to tell you, this can happen to the United States of America, great though this nation is, blessed as though it has been. If we indulge in sin and turn away from righteousness, God will abase us. He will bring us low, as He's done countless other nations before us.
Derek uses the word patriot in this context, the more I see the wisdom of it. The word patriot really means in the way of the fathers, patria, the Latin word patria, in the way of the fathers. This is how the fathers thought. This is why they did the things they did. They lived as change agents. They worked to be relatable. They thought of themselves as part of a community. In fact, they wouldn't have survived had they not thought of themselves as part of a broader people. It's a value we need to restore in our generation. And thank God Derek is teaching us how. Hey, that's all the time we have for now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
For more information about anything heard on today's program, give us a call at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Visit us securely online at derekprince.org.